Well, it's all right. Riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right. If you live the life you please. Well, it's
welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And it's great to be here today. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Julie. It is great to be here. It's a beautiful day here in the Puget Sound, so
it is a beautiful day. It was crazy yesterday.
Yeah, well, it is officially fall, so we can expect, you know, this autumnal weather.
Yes, good word.
Which I enjoy, actually.
I do, too. Yeah.
And I think this is actually probably the best time of year, I think, to take dogs on walks.
Mm.
I remember, you know, taking my dog on walks. The fall was when I liked to do it the most. You know, I did it year-round because you gotta. But, you know, when it's nice and crisp outside, that's what I enjoy.
Well, I think they like it, too, because it's just more comfortable for them.
That was the thing when it was hot in the summer. And I lived in Redding, California, which is located directly below the sun. It is extremely hot in the summertime, and we'd go a block, and he'd be, you know, ready to get that drink of water. So we'd go back in soon, but fall was good.
It is a good time of year to take your dog for a walk. Good point, Eric.
Thank you.
Yes.
I occasionally make one of those.
The best time of year, like you said, every time of year is good. So today's show, I've got all sorts of stuff to talk about, and we're also going to be taking callers all show long, answering your questions, dog-related questions. You can ask me pretty much anything about dogs, and I'll probably know the answer, but if I don't know the answer, I can tell you who to ask. Certainly any behavior, training, or nutrition questions, dog food-related questions, behavioral, some quirky behaviors maybe you have a question about. I had someone email me, actually, and I have to find the answer out to this one, but they asked me about a dog that, since they got it as a puppy, like constantly has the hiccups, which, I mean, dogs kind of get hiccup. They do like this inverted sneeze, or they'll do like kind of a hiccupy kind of thing. Kind of like how people get them, like sometimes, but I guess this dog has it.
They just got to startle that dog.
All the time, no, just scare it. And that's probably, I mean, who I'm going to ask about it, because I think it's an interesting question, is probably, you know, I'll try to find a vet who might know something about that. And, you know, it might be some sort of defective, you know, part of its anatomy. I think hiccups have to do with the diaphragm. So.
Right.
I don't know. I hope that's not
the
case.
Well, you hear about people occasionally that have hiccups for years and years and years. And
really?
What a horrible life that must be. But I've never heard of a dog doing that, so that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new one.
Yeah. So I'm also certainly happy to, you know, if you want to email me some questions, but much more fun to put me on the spot live on air and ask questions. So
absolutely.
Feel free to call
in.
That's
the beauty of live radio.
It is.
Tightrope.
And I'm okay with saying I don't know, so... So I'm not going to lie to you either. But give us a call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And we would love to hear from you. I was at the Sunset Hill Community Center last night in Ballard. We did there's a little Life with Dogs get together that they had for their community, and I was there talking about behavior and communication, and there were some folks there from All the Best Pet Care talking about nutrition and dogs' nutritional needs. And then there was a vet from Sunset Hill Vet Clinic, and then also some folks from Old Dog Haven. And I'm really looking forward to having them on the show, hopefully in the near future, the founder on the show. It's an organization. They don't have an actual facility, but they take old dogs who need homes, who either get dropped off at shelters for a variety of reasons, give them the vet care that they need, and then place them in a foster home or a permanent home. And in some cases, they just go to homes for like hospice care, just so that they die surrounded by people who love them rather than in a cold cell. So I thought that was a wonderful organization, and you know, hits close to home for me, because of me, having to put my older dog Chewy down a few weeks ago, and that's just really been in the forefront of my thoughts and my heart. So I just really appreciate the work that they do, and I'm very much looking forward to having someone from Old Dog Haven on the show to talk more about what they do as an organization, because I think that's just wonderful. And wonderful for people to take dogs in, knowing that they're going to have to put them down in some cases in just a couple months. So really wonderful gift that they give those animals at the end of their life. I think that's very important. But it was a really fun evening. I was all fired up and talking about behavior and communication and making fun of the dog whisperer a little bit. Actually, not him himself, but some of that shh phenomenon that people kind of misunderstand, and people were laughing, and it was fun. So I love doing that stuff. If anyone is a organizer for those types of events, community centers or schools or nursing homes or anything like that, I love to do public speaking type events. No crowd too small and no crowd too large. So you can always get in touch with me for those types of things at host@dogtalkshow.com. And our website, of course, is www.dogtalkshow.com. And we have all of our past shows archived on the website under the podcast page. So we have now 8 months, Eric, of shows.
I think we should call them dogcasts rather than podcasts.
Dogcasts. Good idea. Yeah. That's a very good idea, actually, Eric.
Just change that on the website.
Yeah. Am I going to have to pay you for that idea?
No.
No.
Or I guess it could be PAW, P-A-W-D,
podcast. Yeah. Ooh, you're witnessing history right now. That's a really good idea.
We are not above a dog pun over here.
Podcasts. Well, they're everywhere for sure.
Yes.
Positive and
there you
all
go.
Of this kind of stuff.
You can't help it.
That's a great idea, Eric. I'm writing that down right now. Well, when I'm eventually asked to do circuits of, you know, Oprah and Ellen and Leno and all that, maybe mm-hmm. you'll be willing to come with me.
Oh, you bet.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a deal.
And then you'll just have to say, speak.
Speak.
Speak, boy. And then I will.
Oh. Well, where to start? So remember, you can call in this show at any time, ask questions, dog-related, anything at all, quirky behavior, food-related. Maybe you're thinking of getting a dog and you want to know about breeds. Maybe you have a puppy. Maybe you have an older dog. Really anything. Most people have a question, if they think about it, that's dog-related, and it's very likely to help many other people out there listening. So
Certainly
encourage you to call in and ask your questions. We'll be sending out $50 in gift vouchers to Wellness Pet Food. So that is a wonderful gift that Wellness generously donates to the show as a sponsor. And we've got $50 in gift vouchers for the first caller with a question. And then I've also got in the next segment some Dog Talk Show trivia.
Ooh, so my favorite.
Yes. So we'll be this trivia is actually about the show.
Oh, okay.
Rather than...
Well, I've listened to every show.
You have.
I missed one.
You missed two.
Well, that's true. But I listened to one of them on the podcast.
Oh, did you? Yeah, nice.
So. I'll probably be all right with this.
So we've got some pretty easy questions about the show. If you've ever heard one of the past shows, you should be able to answer these questions, and you can always guess. So we're going to do that in the next segment. We'll be giving away stuff. We always have Bit O' Love treats to give away to all of our callers. And then for the first caller who calls in with a question or who calls in for the trivia in the next segment, we will give away $50 in Wellness Pet Food gift vouchers. So that's excellent. And I'm starting a new thing today. I don't know how long it's going to last, but that's okay. You know, well, she's on one of our sister stations, Warm 106.9, but I think pretty much everyone's heard of Delilah. Delilah. So, that was pretty good, huh?
That was pretty good. Yeah. It was the karaoke edition there of the Dog Talk Show.
Well, I'm sure I'm not the only one. I hope not, anyway. But since I lost Chewy a few weeks ago, I think I heard her show, and I was like, I want to call in for my dog.
Good
and
idea.
I've never heard anybody call in, because she always asks you who's on your heart tonight. And for me, when I'm listening, I think of my boy. And I mean, I don't know what song. You'll have to just tune in to hear the songs that I come up with for this. But I'm going to play a song as we leave the show, at the end of the show. I'm going to play a song for Chewy for, I don't know, maybe forever or as long as I'm doing this, or maybe until I feel like I don't need to do that anymore. But I also wanted to open that up to listeners. If you would like me to dedicate a song to your dog at the end of the show, and we don't have to call it a love song, but there's nothing wrong with calling it a love song because that is what it is. Everybody loves their dog. So we're going to get a little cheesy on you, and I'm going to play a song for Chewy at the end of this show and at the end of...
You should have thrown out that disclaimer before I said podcast. that we were going to get cheesy on him.
Yes.
That's all.
Yeah. So love song for Chewy at the end of the show. And if you'd like me to dedicate a song for your dog, you can feel free to either call in or you can email me, host@dogtalkshow.com.
It doesn't have to be a song about dogs.
No, no, yeah. No.
But
no,
it can
it's
be.
Actually not. Well, it can be, but it doesn't. It certainly doesn't have to be. All the songs that I have in mind are not about dogs specifically.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, just
but
about.
But there are a lot of great dog songs about, out there.
So. Yes, there are. You find them too.
I try.
So, host@dogtalkshow.com if you'd like me to dedicate a song to your dog, and they will all also be dedicated to my Chewy, and we'll see where that goes. So. That's good. I've never met Delilah. I hope to run into her one of these days. She around?
Yeah, she's around. She lives on the peninsula, actually.
Yeah, and she's local, and she's right around, like, Warm 106.9's right down the hall or something like that, yeah?
That's true.
Yeah.
She doesn't come here to do the show, though.
Oh, she doesn't?
No, she's got her own little setup. You can do that someday, too.
Yes. Yeah, I'll have you over. We'll have a wing built for you, and you can...
Fantastic.
All right. Well, let's take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to do some Dog Talk Show trivia. First caller gets $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers. We'll mail that out to you. So stay tuned for that, and you're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Wellness Natural Food for Pets uses simple, pure, authentic ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. All wellness recipes include lean meats, whole grains, fruits, and veggies with no meat byproducts, no wheat, no corn, no soy, or artificial preservatives. For an exclusive savings offer and to find wellness at a pet specialty retailer near you, visit wellnesspetfood.com/Seattle. That's wellnesspetfood.com/Seattle. Join Wellness on Facebook and Twitter today.
Get your dog to smile with treats good enough for people, but specially made for dogs. Introducing Bitolove, the treat that's made in the U.S. with USDA-inspected meat without any artificial flavors, colors, or byproducts. It's guaranteed to make them smile. So the next time your four-legged family member comes walking through the doggy door after a hard day of chasing birds and digging holes, put a big smile on their face with some slow-roasted, mouth-watering Bitolove dog treats. And don't forget to stop by Bitolove.com to learn more about our variety of flavors.
The Barking Lounge is Seattle's premier dog daycare and overnight boarding facility. With 24-hour supervision dedicated to the health and well-being of your pooch, it's no wonder why the Barking Lounge was voted best doggy daycare in Western Washington. New customers can mention this ad and receive a free temperament test and day of play care, a $44 value. Offer available for a limited time, valid for new customers only, and has no cash value.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. This week, it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Plechner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. We'll take your phone calls, and Dr. Al will answer your animal and or human medical care questions. Plus, we'll give away copies of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For, on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Let's get it started! Ha! Let's get it started!
I'm Rich Hallstrom. Join me and my co-host, Tim Humphrey, every Monday at 1 p.m. here on Alternative Talk 1150 for Motivation with a Purpose, where we will tell the inspiring stories of people from all walks of life. Motivation with a Purpose every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on Alternative Talk 1150 a.m.
Get it started! Let's get it started! Ha! Let's get it started!
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. You ain't nothing but a hound
dog, crying all the time. Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we're back. We're going to do some Dog Talk Show trivia right now. So get your phones ready. Pull over if you need to. And I'm going to ask you a question about the show. And the first caller, the first person who gets the answer right, is going to receive $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers. And wellness pet food is a food that you can get at a smaller, more independent retail store that carries foods that don't contain byproducts, that don't contain artificial preservatives. So you don't have to worry about any food usually that you buy at those stores is going to carry a good quality food and certainly not a food that's going to be really harmful to your pet. So really important when you do shop for edible things for your dogs that are marketed for dogs and cats too, Eric. Cats too.
Yay.
Don't buy it from a grocery store or a superstore type place because the quality of the food is very much indicated by where it's sold. So really important to get from smaller independent retail stores. Most neighborhoods in this whole region have one or many stores around that have a great selection of healthy foods and healthy treats and all that kind of stuff. So it's also good to support local business. So that's $50 in wellness pet food. You can get pretty much all over the region. So my question, and the number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569.
I'm loading up the sound effects here, so when people call in,
okay, good.
We'll have the sound effects for whether they're right or
good.
They're wrong.
And don't let that scare you away from calling
in. Don't be
scared. 425-373-5527. Name any guest or organization or title of book that we've had on the show so far, and we've been on the air for about 8 months. Name of any guest, any organization, or the title of the book that the author wrote who was on the show.
Mm. So this one said, this is an easy one if you've listened to the show
If you've listened
all.
To any show at
yes.
all. Absolutely. So if you know that, name any guest or organization or title of the book, basically any information that tells me that you've listened to the show before, and we'll get you $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers. And that phone number again is 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Name any guest or organization or title of book that we've had on the show, on any past show. So we'll see. We'll see who, even in the presence of Eric's sound effects, who
yes.
will call in.
Yes. And I just want to play one of these right now because I don't actually want to use it with a user or with a listener.
Okay.
But I've been dying to play this.
Okay.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
You've played that before on a show.
Have I?
Yes. But it wasn't to a listener.
That's right. It was probably something I said.
Yeah, probably.
We didn't have commentary for that.
No, I remember, and I didn't quite understand what it said at first, but then I was listening to the show afterwards, and
okay.
You want to play it again real quick?
Well, I do enjoy hearing that.
All right.
All right.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
No, we would never play that for a
right.
caller.
Instead, we'll have, the nice...
Yeah, yeah.
That's when they get it right.
Yeah. What's that from?
Oh, that's from the movie UHF.
Okay.
With Weird Al Yankovic. Anybody remember that one?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't. I'm sure some people do. All right, well, we have Cheryl in Seattle on line one. Hi, Cheryl.
Hang on, make sure that she can hear you.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Julie.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
What you got for me?
The Soul of a Dog.
Yes.
The book. I can't remember the author's name, but it was a fascinating conversation that I listened to.
Very good. Thanks, Eric. Yeah, that was a wonderful interview. The author's name is John Katz.
Right.
K-A-K-A-T-Z. And have you heard any other shows?
I have. Is it The Pet Detective?
Yes. Kat Albrecht with Missing Pet Partnership.
Missing Pet Partnership. That was it. Yeah.
Yep.
All these cat people writing books about dogs.
It's true. Should the cat names stick in Cheryl's mind? Yeah, she trains. She's a former police officer, and she trains scent tracking dogs to find lost pets.
I know. I think it's wonderful, and I know someone personally who she helped. The dogs helped find her dog.
Oh, wonderful!
So it really works. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, Cheryl, we're going to mail you out $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers.
Thank you very much.
So thanks so much for listening. We'll send you out a Dog Talk Show car sticker as well.
Okay.
And some Bit of Love treats.
Okay.
Do you have a dog?
I do.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a black chow named Buddha.
Oh, very cute. Mm-hmm. Well, Buddha's going to love those treats. And the wellness, you'll both love the wellness pet food gift vouchers.
Yeah, so thank you.
We're going to send you back to Darcy and get your mailing information.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thanks, Julie. Bye.
Well, see, now I really want somebody to get one of these wrong because I've got, like, great sound effects for the wrong lineup. So.
Who wants to call in and get the answer wrong just so that Eric...
If nobody gets the answer wrong, I'll just play these anyway.
Well, I've got another question. If somebody would like to call in and we'll get you out a nice big bag of Bit of Love treats. It's a soft treat. They're great for training. They're great just as a tasty snack. They smell like beef jerky and you can eat them. So that is good stuff. And they actually don't taste that bad. So I remember told the story about I was at a booth at this Westie event and group of three boys came over and I had these treats all set out for mm-hmm. people to take for their dogs. And they were like kind of whispering to each other, and just standing there. And I was like, can I help you? But I kind of just waited to see what they were up to.
Right.
And they were daring each other to eat the dog treats.
Oh.
And so they each picked one up and shoved it in their mouth and were like, oh, and then they were like, wait a minute. And they actually thought that they were good and then like grabbed more and ran away. So that was
there you go.
Funny. Yeah.
Even people can enjoy them then.
They can. And they're human grade, which is important. Very important these days. So here's the next question. Name one of my dogs. And the dog who just passed away counts.
Oh, okay.
Three dogs. You can either name their name or you can tell me a breed of a dog that I have.
Mm-hmm. Or if you do both, then we'll throw in an extra sticker for you.
There you go. Certainly we'll send you out a free car sticker and a nice big fat bag of Bit of Love treats if you can name the name or breed of one of my dogs. And I have three. Well, I had three, but I still feel like I have three.
He's there in spirit.
Yes, but don't say his name.
I won't.
And if you can, with one of them, because we just got the breed DNA test done, you could either tell me what I used to think his breed was or what his current breed, or what his breed actually turned out to be. So, phone number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. That one's a little bit harder because I don't think, mentioned that in every show. So, but if you can name one of my dogs, either their name or breed or both or all of my dogs, that would be excellent. Give us a call, 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. We'll send you out a big fat bag of Bit of Love treats, car sticker, and a coupon for Bit of Love treats as well. So when you go back to get them, you'll get a little discount there too. So we'll see if anyone can think of that. Do you know, other than the obvious that I've been talking about for the past 3 weeks?
Oh, I know the answer.
You
to
know,
this
okay,
one. Yeah.
Good.
Like I said, I've listened to almost every
show. I'm just checking, Eric. You never know. You're busy over there. You're not just sitting there, staring at
That's me. That's true enough. Somebody's got to find these dogs.
That's right. 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. Name one of my dogs, either their name or breed. So, there is a really cool organization that is a pilot program that's in the works still forming. But Darcy, my partner and call screener, is actually the vice president of the organization, newly. And it's very exciting. And I just wanted to tell people about it. And I'm looking forward to having Darcy Bolts and Dorothy Hansen, the president and vice president of the organization, on the show once they're ready to do that, because they are still forming the organization. It's a pilot program in Washington State, and it's called Service for Service. And they take shelter dogs, suitable shelter dogs, and match them with, well, they train them to be mental health service dogs. So mental health service dog is like instead of like a seeing eye dog or something like that for someone who's blind, it's a service dog for someone with mental illness. So it can help with anxiety. And in this case, Service for Service is taking suitable shelter dogs, training them to become mental health service dogs, and then matching them with veterans who have post-traumatic stress disorder. Really, really amazing program, really amazing idea, and so needed, because we just are not equipped to care for these vets who are coming back, going through the experiences that they've experienced abroad in combat. I think that we really don't know what actually is going on over there, and I think it's a lot worse than what we hear about. And these men and women are coming back just really, really having a hard time adjusting back into society and living as civilians. And these dogs are going to be trained specifically for the veterans who are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. One of the things that the dogs would do, for example, would be teaching the dog how to search a house for people, because a lot of these veterans don't want to leave the house because not necessarily because they're afraid of leaving, but that they're terrified of coming back, because they come back into the house and then they don't know if there's somebody hiding in the house or that kind of thing. So they can actually train the dog to go search through the house and then alert if they find anybody there. So it just really helps to put them at ease. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I think it just really exemplifies how just the beauty of the human-animal relationship, really what dogs can provide for us, and, the added bonus of taking shelter dogs, dogs who need homes, and using them for this as well is just it's just feeling good all over. So that organization's called Service for Service, and I'm really excited to watch that grow, and I'm excited to have them on the show at some point in the future when they're ready to come on. So I trust that Darcy will let me know as soon as that's the case. So we're going to take another break, and we'll be back with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
To my dog on wheels, I tell my passions and woes. To my dog on wheels, I tell my secrets and more. Then one day in spring, I'll take him down to the road in a field.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's KEMLY Electric.com.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show, brought to you in part by Wellness Pet Food. And you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we're taking calls today. If you have any question about your dog, really anything, behavior, training, communication, food, nutrition, even health related, give us a call and I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to hopefully answer your question. 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And Eric, you had mentioned that you actually had a question for me.
I did. You know, you were talking about how we could ask you about specific breeds. And so I was curious about border collies. And I'll tell you the reason why is because I may have someone, a friend of mine is kind of falling on hard times and they need a place to live. So I offered one of my rooms at my house for them to come stay for a few months. Mm-hmm. And but I didn't know at the time when I made that offer was that they have a dog, and the dog is a border collie. Now, I have a couple cats. I don't have a dog at the time. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'd like to eventually get a dog. So this is a follow-up to this. What would be a good breed to go with cats? But so I'm wondering if you think that this will be much of an issue. Are border collies dogs that would get along well with cats? Are they quiet dogs? Are they rambunctious? Your thoughts. Any kind of input would be helpful here.
All right. Well, first of all, it just really depends on the individuals. It depends on the dog. Has the dog lived with cats before? Do you know if the dog's lived with cats?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't think that he has.
Do you know how old the dog is?
I don't know.
Old, young? No idea?
I don't know.
Okay.
These are questions I guess I should ask.
Yeah. You know, it really depends on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
The individual, just temperament, personality of both the dog and the cats.
Right.
A border collie is, their primary drive is herding.
Okay.
So it's a herding,
Well, we all know you can't herd cats, so he's probably going to have a tough time.
He might try. He might try. The cats, I'm sure, will not be too happy about that. But, so it's a herding dog. So, you know, that's going to be the main drive of a dog like that.
Uh-huh.
Border collies are very, very smart, very trainable.
Uh-huh.
Typically are, you know, generally speaking, are very high energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's important that your friend meets your dog, that dog's energetic needs.
Okay.
Both mentally and physically.
Mm-hmm.
So not just, you know, lots of exercise, but also mental stimulation too is really important, I think, for all dogs,
mm-hmm.
but especially a breed like a border collie. So you know how I've said in past shows, do you remember how many words the average dog can learn?
You know, that's one that should have been a trivia question because I don't remember it.
It should have been a trivia question. Yes, in a future show, I will ask that again. So remember this. The average dog has the capacity to learn 400 to 900 words.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's more than me.
Yeah, no.
God.
And there's a border collie, actually, I think in the UK.
Uh-huh.
although I might be wrong about that, but that they've actually taught like 1,300 words to or something like
that. Wow.
Like scientifically in a study. So they're very smart. I think they were ranked number one as far as intelligent breeds go.
Mm-hmm.
So very trainable, which is really great, but it can also be challenging in meeting the dog's needs because they have a higher need of mental stimulation. They need a job to do. And they're typically very high energy. Now, this does depend on age. It depends on the temperament of the dog, for mm-hmm. sure. But just generally speaking, that's what you're getting with a border collie.
Hmm.
Also, it kind of depends on the cats. If your cats will stand their ground and be like, because I've seen some cats when introduced to a dog, the cats, like if you could translate for the cats, at least my impression is, the cats are like, I dare you to try anything to me.
Uh-huh.
And when cats have that kind of attitude and they stand their ground and they maybe, you know, swat and maybe even get the dog, you know, scratch its nose or whatever, they're basically teaching the dog, like, don't mess with me.
Right.
That's a correction. It's a cat giving a dog a correction. So if the cats can stand their ground and the dog is not dangerously cat aggressive, like going to try to kill the cats.
Right.
In which case, I would say, Eric, it probably won't work out.
Yeah.
But if the cats can stand their ground, usually they'll kind of figure it out. Like, dogs aren't dumb. So if they figure out, okay, this thing is sharp claws.
Right.
Are your cats have their claws?
They have their claws.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
Much to the detriment of my
I bet. your environment,
yes.
But if the cats run if the dog comes up and the cats just bolt, that can actually click the dog into like a prey drive or a herding drive or whatever, and then that will actually get the dog to chase them.
Mm.
So it's like if the cats hold still and are like, bring it to the dog, and the dog tries to mess with them a little bit at first and the cat nails them, then the dog will be like, okay, fine, I'm not dumb, I'm not doing that again. But if the cats run, then it's just going to kind of feed into it. The dog's going to want to chase him. That's fun for the dog.
Right.
Not fun for the cat.
Yeah.
So it really depends, and certainly keep me posted on that as far as,
okay.
You know, and get some information from your friend. How old is the dog? Has the dog ever lived with cats before?
Yeah, these are good things to consider.
And have your cats ever met dogs before?
They were feral cats at one point, so I assume they have met dogs before, but it's been a while. So.
Are they shy cats?
Yeah, they're pretty shy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, it really depends.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, good to know. They tend to be flight then fight cats, you know.
Yeah.
So this, they're pretty nervous, to be honest. It takes them a little while to warm up to people, but they've grown a lot in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You know, I had an idea for one person that I thought was pretty creative, and I think. She had gotten in touch with me afterwards and told me that it actually did seem to help. But she was spending a lot of time at her boyfriend's house, and she had a dog and her boyfriend had a cat, and it was actually a herding breed, and the dog was kind of obsessive about the cat, and the cat didn't want to come in the room, and they weren't really quite getting to the point where they could just sort of coexist together. And one of the things I think that's important for dogs is that they really see the cat as a member of the pack. You know, I think this is true too, like if there's a couple, you know, potentially cohabitating and it's going to be a daily thing. If the dog can really get that that cat is a member of the family, a member of the pack, then they're going to accept them. So one of the things that I had them do was to put the cat in a carrying case and actually take the cat on walks with them with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Because going for a walk around the neighborhood with a dog is, like, for the dog, kind of a pack activity to travel around the territory. So take the cat with them so that they're like, okay, well, I guess the cat's coming too, so they're part of the pack, even though the cat's not walking. Leash walking for cats typically doesn't work, although some people do it.
Yeah, I think if you train them from kittens, it's probably a lot easier. if you try and take a 5-year-old cat out for a walk
on a harness. And a lot of them can slip out of those things. It's like Houdini style.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
we did have somebody call in and ask to repeat the trivia question. So the trivia question is, name one of my dogs. You can either tell me the name or the breed of one of my three dogs, and I'm going to still say three, even though I just had to put one of them down a few weeks ago. He still counts. So name one of my dogs, either name or breed, and we'll send you a big fat bag of Bit of Love treats and a coupon for Bit of Love treats and a Dog Talk Show car sticker. So give us a call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And I'd love to have somebody tell me the name of one of my dogs, either name or breed. We'll get to some treats out for that. So did that answer your question, Eric?
Yeah, I think so. I think it is important probably to stress with all these that every dog is an individual, just like every person is an individual. So It's probably a good idea if everybody just meets up before we make a decision on this and see how they get along.
Yeah. And, yeah, getting some more information and from the owner of the dog. And that can also be helpful if the dog is crate trained, to bring the dog into the house in a crate.
Oh, yeah.
And let the cats kind of, like, check them out where the dog is contained.
Mm-hmm.
And then you That's can kind of do the opposite with the cats as well.
Right.
So there's lots of stuff, but just keep me posted on that. And
yeah, we'll do.
Yeah, creative things. Take the cats out on walks with you.
Well, we didn't really get a chance to talk about the, I know we got a break coming up and we got a call coming in. So when we have a moment, maybe we can talk about what dogs or what breeds are well known or renowned for getting along with cats.
Mm. All right. Well, we've got a caller. Can we take this call before break, Eric? Or should we take a break?
I think we should take this break here real quick, and then we'll take the call as soon as we
come
back.
We'll just have Darcy get the information from the caller, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with a caller answering my trivia question. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Are you a doctor, dentist, or therapist? Have you ever wished you could take your dog to work with you? Visit HealingAllies.com to find out how you can train your dog to become a clinical therapy dog in your office or clinic. Clinical therapy dogs provide people with joy, affection, and emotional support in healthcare settings. Research shows that therapy animals have positive psychological and physiological effects on clients and patients. Meet your newest staff member, your dog. Visit HealingAllies.com or call 206-406-1455 for more information. That's HealingAllies.com.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Does work feel like a puzzle and you don't know where all the pieces are, or you have all the pieces, but you don't know what the picture should look like? Then join me, Denise Rubin, 30-year vet in human resources. I've sat in the boardroom and in the executive offices, and I'll share with you the trials and tribulations of the workplace and how together we can solve the workplace puzzle one piece at a time. Tune in to Work Does Matter, Fridays from 1 to 2 in the afternoon on Alternative Talk 1150. Visit my website at workdoesmatter.com.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. And we have Christine in Linwood on line one answering the question, name either the name or breed of one of my dogs. Hi, Christine.
Hi there.
So what you got for me?
Well, I think you were talking about Chewy.
Yes, I was.
And I remember somebody named Levi and you had a Dachshund.
Yay! Bonus. You get all three.
All right.
Two bags of treats for you. yes, my Dachshund's name is Leia.
Oh, Leia. Okay.
And Levi is the cattle dog.
And there we go.
And Chewy was the shepherd mix who I found out actually just before he passed that he was actually Lab's sighthound mix. So.
Oh.
Yes. So thanks for calling in, and we got your mailing information, so we'll get those treats out to you. Do you have a dog?
I do.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a little Jack Russell named Toby.
Toby?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going to love these treats, so thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Christine.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. She nailed that one.
Yay.
All three of them. Which, you know, I was actually just remembered when I was thinking about Leia, about when we had Wiener Takes All, the director, producer of that movie.
And the Wiener Takes All, of course, was a documentary about wiener dog racing.
Yes. Or National Wiener Dog
like
Racing.
Maybe they like to prefer the term Dachshund than
they say wiener dog racing.
Right. I meant the dogs, but.
Oh, you know. Yes. Well, do you know, Eric, actually, they call that a dogumentary.
That's right.
So there you go. Podcast. You're going to see that on my website, Eric.
Fantastic. Can't wait.
So yeah, well done with the trivia. Now it's kind of like Jeopardy. I think in the last few years, I learned that in Jeopardy, they actually give the contestants all of the questions and answers.
But, do they?
But there's like, now I may be wrong about this. And if you know that I'm right or wrong, feel free to call in, even though this isn't really directly dog related.
Right.
But that they give the contestants all the questions and answers, but there's like thousands and thousands. I mean, you know, it's like their whole pool of things. And so it's really a matter of how much they can memorize.
Huh. I did not know that.
Well, if that is the case about Jeopardy, and I may be wrong, but that's kind of like this with dog talk show trivia, because all of the past shows are archived on the website.
True enough.
So you can go back and listen to all the shows over the past 8 months, and they're all labeled. So it's not just the date, but if you want to go back and find, like, for instance, Shane McDougall, the director producer of Wiener Takes All.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful interview with him. You can go and find that.
That was one of the first shows. That was like one or two, I think.
It wasn't one or two. It was definitely in the first five, though, I think. Ooh, good one.
That's what happens when I get the answer wrong.
Yes. So, yeah, he was close for the beginning. Kat Albrecht with Missing Pet Partnership. Beth Rivard, she was the first show, I think, is the director of Prison Pet Partnership Program, where they train service dogs in the Women's Correctional Facility in Purdy, Washington. Really amazing organization. We've had wonderful authors. Robert Rohde, the author of Dogged Pursuit. We had on, what is her name? Brenda Bryan, author of Barking Buddha, Yoga with Your Dog. She's a local woman. J. Nicole Smith, photographer, pet photographer of Dane and Dane. All sorts of really, you know, recently John Katz with Soul of the Dog. And they're all labeled by what's on the show. And some of the shows we don't have guests, but we have callers call in and ask questions. So you don't have to just sort of blindly pick shows. You can choose the ones that speak to you the most and listen in. And then you'll have greater chances of answering dog talk show trivia questions in the future. And then I also just ask dog related questions as well, like breed questions and all that. So we still have time. If you want to get a call in to ask a question about your dog, we can take your call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. I have this handout that I got years ago from the Academy of Canine Behavior up in Bothell, which is where I got my start specifically for training. It's where I was trained to train. And there's it's an interesting handout about the development of puppies, because a lot of people aren't really clear about when is a good time to get a puppy, how old should a dog be before they leave their litter. And, you know, I'm seeing these days now that breeders are kind of hanging on to dogs longer. Some breeders now are keeping dogs until they're like 10 weeks so that they stay with their litter longer. And I think they have the opportunity to really get some important socialization in. So I'm just going to read through this timeline. It's very interesting. So much happens so fast for dogs. And this talks about the first 6 months of a dog's life, their developmental process. So, you know, birth to 3 weeks, they're just functioning very minimally with certain survival instincts, suckling behavior, you know, warmth, wanting to stay close to the mother. Those are the two main things. And then at about 3 weeks, the puppy's nervous system matures and the puppy can now start to process information. Eyes and ears and all those types of things start working a bit more. And from 3 to 5 weeks of age, a puppy really starts working on developing coordination. And there's more play activity happening among the puppies in the litter. And from 5 to 8 weeks, it's a period of strong social imprint. Puppies really start playing very active dominance games with each other. They're learning skills like bite inhibition, which is really important, where they learn through play with their litter mates how hard they can bite down. Dogs who learn this bite inhibition really have amazing control of their jaws, because that's really how they communicate with each other, is with their mouths. So they're learning this through play, when they're playing with their litter mates. When they bite down too hard, the puppy yelps and stops playing with them. Then they learn, oh, that was too hard. Very important. 8 to 11 weeks is a high imprint time. It's often referred to as the fear imprint period, which Mother Nature uses to instill proper fears for survival. And we're going to get a caller in. We've got Gail on line one in Seattle. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Julie.
You have a question?
Yes, Julie. I have an aging small dog, and could you give me an idea of some of the symptoms or concerns with arthritis? I believe she's starting to be affected by, in her back legs, by some arthritis, and if you might just have any suggestions or insights about how I can manage possibly the pain or anything that I'm supposed to be on the lookout for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've only got a couple minutes left, so I'm
okay.
Going to just give it to you in a nutshell. Acupuncture, 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 acupuncture.
Okay. That was quick.
Yep. There are some great joint supplements that you can ask your vet about, or ask your, you know, local natural pet food store about.
Okay.
To help support the joints and help manage pain.
Okay.
There's also pain medication that can help as well, but some of those you need to be careful about because they can have side effects.
Okay, great.
Acupuncture, though, with my older dog, he had some back issues, and he had a collapsed disc space in his back.
Mm-hmm.
And I took him to Dr. Masami Seplo in a holistic animal clinic in Columbia City, and she did acupuncture with him. At first, I think we did it weekly. And then, you know, within a few weeks, that had helped him really get more comfortable. And he kind of bounced out of that. And then we were able to go eventually, actually to like every 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And it can really work wonders. And so I'd really recommend trying that with her. And you can also try for, you know, pain medication and supplements as well.
Okay, I do have an appointment with her vet actually tomorrow, so I will talk to her about some alternative and also some medications that I might be able to give her.
Okay.
Great. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we'll be here same time, same place next week. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk, 1150, and we'll be with you next week. Thanks for listening.
Blue, 'cause you're always there when I need you. And when you need someone to carry you through, I'm gonna be there for you.
Views expressed on the preceding program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers.